I'm Maria Dudzak, joined in the studio by Patty Mackey from the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau, here to give us an update of what the KVB is up to.
I don't know. What aren't we up to right now? Good morning.
Good morning. And before getting into some of the events I know that you have going on and other things, how is the season going? How has it been this year?
It's been, I think, overall pretty darn good. Of course, I think most people are aware that we are looking at another million-plus cruise passenger season, and the flights coming into Ketchikan have been full. The salmon have been a little bit, what's the word I want? They haven't been quite as cooperative as we would like. And
it's hard out there for them right now with the weather.
Yeah. I mean, it's like...
You could get them up those streams.
That's right. And they need rain and a little cooler temperatures, the things that, you know, a lot of people delight in, the fact that we have sunshine and no rain, but that's not our ecosystem. So, yes, the salmon.
So you're getting reports from the fishing groups.
It's just been slow, but right. The salmon are starting to show up. I saw lots of visitors gawking into the creek. So that, at least, you know, is a Ketchikan tradition. It's going well. Overall, I think that the industry has done very well with kind of adapting. Mondays, of course, now our biggest cruise ship day of the week. You see that downtown. It's really obvious. And, you know, the folks that are transporting people out on tours, they're pros at what they do. They're getting people out and about. Ships are leaving on time. Everything's good. And the weather's been conducive to lots more flight seeing and activities like that. So I think overall it's been a great season.
And what is up at the Visitors Bureau? I know you have some events coming up.
Yes. Well, starting with this weekend on Sunday, we have our annual membership event. And that's going to be it's free and open to all KVB members and their staff. And that takes place at the Asylum. Kicks off at 4 o'clock. And it's just a
That's the Sun Chasers?
Yeah, we call it the Sun Chasers. Because it's always like towards the end of the day, you know. We've been doing this event for... I don't know, maybe 10 years now, and we move it around to different locations, and it's just a chance for people to get together. Kind of, we're at the, you know, last run of the season and before everybody takes off, and so it's a fun event, so looking forward to that. And then, you know, we're already looking at, we're busy working on 2019. You know, this is the time of year when we are gathering up the information that we need for our visitor guides. And so we are putting together the kind of the idea of what we're going to have for next year. Cause we publish two guides. We have a trip planner that is the guide that's mailed to everyone. So that gets produced in the fall and then sent out early on for folks who are in that stage of determining their trip to Alaska or if they're coming to Ketchikan. And then we have a second guide that we publish right after the first of the year that we have on site all over town in about 50 different locations, and that's our arrival guide. So that's helpful for people that are already in town, don't really need the trip planning information per se, but are looking for more information about where to eat and what to do and things like that.
For the 2019 season coming up, do people submit their tour information? How do you get, I guess, all the information about what's coming up next year?
Yeah, it's a little hard to get their attention this time of year. So
they're
thanks for the opportunity, because maybe they're listening to the radio right now. But yeah, it's kind of a challenge because our members and the businesses are just, they're busy right now. And so trying to get them to slow down long enough to think about, okay, what do you want us to have? You know, what are you doing next year? Most of them know. It's just trying to get them to submit the info. We're actually in the process, too. In fact, we have 2 days of training starting today where we have a new software system that enables our members to get online and actually take care of a lot of member business so that they can sign in, review what they're putting in the visitor guide, and change it up if they need to, correct a phone number, et cetera. And then submit it to us. And so we've been working on this last year. It's just like building a website because you got to enter all this content in for it to be something that they can use. But Today and tomorrow we're working on some training, and then we will launch it in the fall when everything settles down and members would actually have time to sit down and kind of poke around and play with it. So
I was looking over your most recent newsletter, and I understand there's some awards coming up. You're looking for award nominees?
Yes, that, and we started early this year. We have a number of annual awards that we present in February at our annual banquet. And so we did, we have put out a request for people, and anyone can nominate someone to receive an award. And the categories, that we have one category specific to someone who's really helped the Visitors Bureau as an organization out. So whether that's volunteering or spearheading something that benefits the Visitors Bureau or the industry in Ketchikan. We have another one that recognizes somebody who's just a great representative of the community and can embodies the traits of friendliness and hospitality that Alaskans and Ketchikan folks are known for. We have another award that goes to an individual or an organization that has been supportive of a community nonprofit or has done things to help better the community. And then we also have another award to recognize an organization or an individual who brings meetings business to Ketchikan, because it's a nice shot in the arm for the economy, and often those meetings and events occur outside of the normal season, so it's something that's appreciated by our hospitality industry folks. And then we have what's called the Golden Totem Award, and that's really to single out and recognize that unique tour offering or some new innovation that someone's responsible for that helps Ketchikan stand out as a tourism destination. So those are our five categories that we do awards for.
Can anyone nominate someone?
Yes,
or do you
absolutely.
Have to be you don't have to be a member or anything?
No, you don't have to be a member. Of course, we are looking for, member businesses to be the nominees. But if, Maria Dudzak or anybody else wants to send us an email or call us, and we'll send you the form. You can fill it out, and then you turn it over to us. And then we have an awards committee that reviews the award submissions and then selects the winners. And then, of course, we reveal at the banquet in February.
So. When is the deadline to submit?
We still have some time.
It's a while, yeah.
Yeah, we just wanted to get it out there early when we're in the midst of the season, and maybe people are thinking a little bit more about, oh yeah, this person did me a good turn or whatever. And so yeah, it's fun. It's very much appreciated by the award winners when they receive the award. There's no shortage of people and organizations in the community that are deserving. It's just a matter of getting a nomination in during, a busy time. So, and then the other thing we've got out there is that we are getting ready to conduct our board elections for board seats that would begin January 1 of 2019. And you do have to be a KVB member or an employee of a KVB member business in order to run for the board. But we are looking for candidates. We have three seats that are open this year and that will, we'll do the elections in September and have the results in early October. We do electronic voting now. So members, if you're listening, be sure you look out for that notice that gives you the link to go to vote. But board members, there's just like any board or committee, there's a time commitment that you would need to make. And we have a packet of information for potential candidates if they'd like to get more of the specifics of, what the expectation is as a board member. And they can just contact me at the office or just anyone at the office, and we'll be sure and get that out to people. So looking for some people with the board's role, at least in our organization, is really more about looking at, the tourism industry and its growth and future strategically, and also trying to educate the community on the benefits of tourism. And so for people that have a passion for that kind of thing, I think people enjoy serving on our board. And it's not a whole lot of time. It is a little time, but
Okay, great. Anything else you wanted to mention this morning?
You know, I just thanks to everybody who has been out there representing. The whole community gets involved when it comes to tourism, and whether that's somebody just getting stopped on the street and giving directions to somebody, or people who really just go out of their way to be friendly or help a visitor. It all reflects positively on our community. It's a big benefit for the community. So thank you to everyone. Even if you're just being patient, waiting for people to cross the street, it is much appreciated.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Maria.
Patty Mackey from the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau.